As we consider the song we just sang and the amazing love that was demonstrated, that God would die for us, His Son, Christ, come to this world and die for us, we who are sinners, it really is amazing. It really is more than we probably can ever fully comprehend. But He did do it, and it was God's plan to do this for us. And it should do many things for us, and it certainly should humble us. We should be very humble before God that He would die for us while we were sinners. Paul told the Philippians, those in Philippi, when he wrote the epistle, this very thing. He had written to them at the end of the first chapter of the epistle of Philippians, verse 27, "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not that in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is for them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here is in me. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Paul commends those in Philippi to look out for one another, to not be motivated by selfish ambition or conceit, but to have in their mind esteem for others. And he goes on, and where focus our thoughts this morning, to give the ultimate example of esteeming others, the ultimate example of humbling oneself for others, of demonstrating a love for others above yourself. That ultimate example, of course, being Christ. Beginning in verse 5, Philippians chapter 2. "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Christ came with a purpose. He came with a mindset and a way to be as a man. But yet, he was God. He was in the form of God and did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, meaning that he was God and it was not some presumption on his part to be equal with God. He knew that he was part of God, he was God, but yet he thought it of nothing to humble himself and to make himself of no reputation, meaning he did not divest himself of being God, but yet he was willing to come as man. He was willing to take the form of a lowly man, a bondservant, not somebody in position of authority, not somebody who would rule, but one who was a bondservant, one who would serve. He came as a man, and he was a man. He was in the appearance of a man, and he humbled himself, as it says in verse 8, and he became obedient. And in that ultimate obedience, giving his life on the cross, that death was a painful death, as we well know, a painful death and a death that was of shame and ridicule, as Jeff spoke to Many, not just those hanging on the cross, but many came by and ridiculed him. It was always a death of shame for anyone that the Romans crucified, as well as excruciatingly painful, excruciatingly torturous to the one who was dying. But yet, Christ was willing to do that for us. He humbled himself. He could have done differently. He could have stayed in the glory of heaven. He was, after all, God. But he made a choice to come and to do his Father's will, to give his life on the cross. And because he gave his life on the cross, we can know that he saved us. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. To us, he did this. He did this for all. And because he demonstrated that humility, and because he lowered himself and was willing to die for us, God has now exalted him. And we have that opportunity now to glory in the fact that he has been exalted, as Paul tells those in Philippi in verse 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. At every knee should bow before him, those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We have that opportunity now, this morning, to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, as Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. We are making confession. When we remember the sacrifice each week, each Lord's Day, when we remember the death of Christ on the cross, we take of the bread and drink of the cup, we're proclaiming his death till he comes. We are remembering what Christ did for us and all that he was willing to do by divesting himself of the glory that he had to come as a man to then be exalted again after the death on the cross. And we have that opportunity now as we prepare our elements. I would ask you to do that. We have the opportunity to remember what Christ has done. Let us consider the mind of Christ. He left all the glories of heaven and became a servant for the benefit of man. He humbled himself and became obedient and went to a horrible death of the cross. His humiliation, his obedience was rewarded with great exaltation. And now we can rejoice and be grateful that he has done this. We can remember that great sacrifice and know that if we are obedient, that we will have eternal salvation. Let's remember Christ's death.